Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Dr. John Dane and Gary Harbison. Dr. Dane is the state dental director, and Gary is the executive director of the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health. They spoke about some of the concerns they have about the possible long-term impacts of COVID-19 on the oral health of Missourians. Here's Dr. Dane.
Now, one of the things we know about untreated decay is that just because you know it's there doesn't mean it quits. It gets worse. And by keeping people out of the dentist office and staying at home, that cavity that you had 6 months ago that was little, particularly if you're not brushing and flossing like you should be, maybe twice the size by now. And if we go on much longer, another couple, 3 months, you may start having a toothache with it. And so one of the things about dental disease that we know is it's chronic, but it's slowly progressing, and it doesn't stop. And so, yes, I am concerned about the oral health of children and adults in the state of Missouri, because this all of a sudden, the only things we're going to be seeing is people with toothaches because, you know, they didn't bother to go back to, or they were, you know, uncertain about going back on their 6 month checkup or whatever they were supposed to do.
You know, the other factor that's going on, people are getting out of their routines, but then some people are losing jobs and they're really getting out of their routines because they can't afford things, and they're trimming stuff out of their life because they just don't have the money to do it. And dental, we know from the past, dental is often one of those things that people put off and put away. So we're extremely concerned about access being reduced and people, you know, not getting the care they need, and really let things go until they're, you know, in a crisis and have a, you know, a situation where they seek emergency care because they're in pain and can't live that way anymore. Again, there are some positive things. Dental practitioners are more open to teledentistry. We think that's a good thing. We also think members of the public are generally more open to telehealth in general, and that's good. Most people haven't really heard of teledentistry. It's kind of an odd thing to them. But we think this has opened the door a little bit for the public too, to accept that more and seek care that is based on telehealth. So that's a positive thing. But, you know, we have a lot of deep concerns about the impacts of this.
And talk to your dentist. Don't sit at home and worry about it. Communicate with your dental office and find out what their recommendations are and what they're doing to keep you safe, because dentists are concerned about this too. They want to make sure that their patients are safe, their staff is safe, and that they can provide the care that the public needs going forward. So,
absolutely. And I think, you know, at a time like this, it behooves all of us to kind of take care of ourselves to the degree that we are able, because we are all under a very stressful time. And oral health is not cosmetic. It is a key aspect of being a healthy person who's able to work and learn and be a family member. So don't forget about your oral health.
That was Gary Harbison with the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health and State Dental Director Dr. John Dane, speaking about how the closure of dental clinics due to COVID-19 could impact the long-term oral health of Missourians. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.